if he can't, if he is going to come a week beyond this Sunday, you would say he's coming?
The following week, next Sunday.
What about if somebody stayed at your house from the first of the month until the 15th? You say he stayed about
15 days.
Would you ever say he stayed a fortnight?
No.
Okay. All right. If you want to know the time of day, what would you ask somebody?
What time is it?
And he would look at his
watch
and tell you. Okay. What would you say midway between 7 and 8 o'clock is?
Between 7 and 8?
Midway between 7 and 8.
Half past hour.
Okay.
7:30.
Okay. What about if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10, what would you say it is?
It's 10:15.
Okay. 15 minutes later
than 10 o'clock?
Than half past 10.
Yeah. 10:45.
Okay. What about if you've been doing something for quite a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite a while. Okay. All right. 1975 was last year. 1976 is
this year.
Okay. How old is that big dog outside?
14 months.
How about that dog in there?
Three years, 2 months.
Okay. If something happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened
a year ago.
Okay. You look up in the sky, you might say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
But if you look up in the sky and there are no clouds, you might say, I believe we're going to have a
fine day.
Okay. But if it's not a nice day, the sun's not shining, then you'd say it's a what kind of day?
It's dismal.
Dismal day. Okay. If the clouds are getting thicker and thicker and you think you're going to have rain or something like that, you'd say the weather is
uncertain.
Uncertain. Would you ever say the weather is changing or turning?
Unpredictable.
Okay. What about if the clouds were opening up and you could see a blue sky and the sun was beginning to shine, you might say, I believe it's finally
blowing over.
Okay.
Seems like it's going to be a fair day.
Okay. What about if you had an extremely heavy rain or a hard rain, let's say you had about an inch in just 1 hour, you'd say you had a regular what?
Storm, rainstorm, okay.
Would you ever say downpour? Or have heard that?
I've heard that, yeah. I don't use downpour for something like that. But it's conceivable that I might say downpour.
Have you ever heard gully washer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about if there's, along with the rain, there's a lot of lightning accompanying it, you would call that a what?
Electrical storm. Electrical storm would probably be the answer.
Is there such a thing as a storm with just the lightning, no rain? What would you call that?
Call a thunderstorm.
Okay. What about the verb?
You said lightning, though, didn't you?
Yeah, just lightning without rain.
Well, that's electrical storm.
Electrical storm. Would you ever use thunderstorm?
Possible, yeah.
Would rain be involved?
No.
Okay. Well, the verb blow. The wind will blow. Yesterday it
blew.
And it has.
Blow.
Okay. If the wind's coming from that direction, it's coming from the
west.
And the opposite?
East.
Or that way?
South.
That way?
North.
Okay. If the wind is coming from between the south and west, it's coming from the.
If it's coming between the south and the west.
Yeah.
It's coming southwest.
Okay, south and east.
Southeast.
And north and west.
Northwest.
And north and east.
Northeast.
Okay. If it's raining, but the rain doesn't last very long, you would call that what? You had a